33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Could Texas soon be home to a biotech triangle? That's how leaders across the state hope to position Dallas, Austin, and Houston, a three-sided magnet, if you will, for innovators and investors in this growing field of biotech. Maddie Bender has been writing about these efforts for Stat News, which focuses on analysis of the biotech and pharmaceutical industries. Maddie, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
When we say biotech, what kinds of companies and innovations are we really talking about?
It's a wide range, probably wider than people might think when they hear the word biotech. We're talking about medical devices, we're talking about agriculture, and then the standard clinical trials, pharmaceuticals, different therapies and interventions. And some of these things, Texas has already been really, really good at. So positioning themselves as a triangle is really just a way to increase their prevalence in these other fields other than agriculture and medical device, which they already have a strong grasp on.
But is this marketing more than anything else? I mean, I'm thinking of other places that are considered biotech hubs. Boston comes to mind, San Francisco as well. What would it mean to set up a biotech triangle as a practical matter?
Definitely. It's a little more than just marketing. It really is creating this kind of positive feedback of an ecosystem where if one single company fails, the people who are working there, the talent, won't leave to go to these other hubs. They'll actually stay in the region. And a triangle is just a fancy way of expanding a singular hub, a singular city to an entire region. And I think for Texas, that's what it seemed like made the most sense. So there wouldn't be competition the way there is between individual hubs, but rather almost a collaborative network where people could move between these three cities, but in fact stay within the triangle.
You say this idea made sense. Who's behind it?
Well, no one and everyone, if that makes sense. It really arose organically in that a bunch of different efforts were ongoing individually. It seemed in Dallas, Austin, and Houston. And at a certain point, maybe each of these efforts got enough coverage or prevalence in people's thoughts. And they all took a look and said, wait a minute, look at what's happening in Dallas or look at what's happening in Houston right now. And then they started to think a little bit more critically about ways to inspire collaboration rather than competition between these various centers and investments that are pouring into each city.
So companies themselves and maybe government on board too, or no?
Yeah, there's a little bit happening at the state level, kind of statewide policies that make it easier for innovation to start and really take root. But it comes down to individual companies and the leaders of some of these really big developments. So I'm talking about things like Pegasus Park, which is about to open in Dallas, or TMC3, which is being built right now in Houston.
Well, now, I'm wondering what's to stop any geographic area from saying, fee-fi-fo-fum, we're a biotech hub, right? I mean, is there something that you have to have that makes you, that's sort of essential to any place that anyone wants to call themselves a biotech triangle?
I mean, in a way, nothing is stopping you, which is why all these different cities like Rochester, Minnesota are trying to call themselves a biotech hub. But what sets them apart from these efforts that are more backed in facts on the ground, to put it bluntly, is the idea that you need to have knowledgeable capital. So people with money, but people with money who know a thing or two about biotech, you need to have some base of talent. You need to have either a major medical center, some type of academic institution where people are trained and can think of ideas that become successful startup companies.
Well, you've already mentioned that there are already projects that are underway. What's next? Are backers of this idea looking for greater support from local and state government, from big players in the biotech business? What would they need to succeed, I guess, is what I'm asking.
From what people told me, it seems like some of these spaces like TMC3 Pegasus Park are trying to attract some big companies from either Boston, Cambridge region or another coastal city to try to come there, set up shop, and show to the people they know back on the coasts that Texas is a real player.
Maddie Bender has been writing about this for Stat News. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Maddie, thanks again.
Thank you.